Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to this episode. I am Candy Motzek, and I am so glad you're here. Today, I've got a group of experts, and I've asked them this one singular question. And I asked them this because I know that you guys want to know this too. And the question is, so, what is the secret to confidence? Now, for me, I thought about this and I thought about it and I was like, there's not one secret, but I came up with two. And I think these are going to help you. The first, even though confidence feels good, like that is exactly what we want. We love feeling confident. The precursor, the thing that comes before confidence, does not. We will never grow our confidence if we don't practice our courage. And frankly, courage feels terrible. Courage feels scary as all get up. Courage, discomfort, uneasiness, nervousness. We don't like those feelings at all. But when we practice over and over, it means we take the next step and the next. And then what happens when we keep moving and doing the things that make us uncomfortable? We practice that new skill. We practice something that we're learning. We become confident. So that's the first. Confidence feels great, but we probably aren't going to feel confident on the way. The second is that confidence is something that we all want. We're like chasing confidence all the time. We wish we could feel confident, but it's an emotion. And all emotions are fleeting. And that's why they're called energy in motion. So guess what? Sometimes we feel confident and sometimes we feel a whole host of other emotions. And that is life. Once we start accepting that we're going to feel all those other emotions too, right alongside confidence, and that those emotions are not a problem, we start to accept, we resist them less. And instead of fighting, because we've accepted that it's part of the journey, life gets a whole lot easier. Now, let's hear from the rest of the experts. All right. I want to know, what do you think the secret to confidence is?
Immediately, the first thing that comes to mind is focusing on who and what is in front of me. Ironically enough, for me, confidence doesn't come from focusing on me. Confidence comes from focusing on the other person. What are their needs? What are their sufferings? What are their stories? And with that focus and care, as many of us here who are heart-centered practitioners, creates a connection and a flow to me that comes across as confidence.
Talk more about this.
I've often been told that I have confidence, but it's actually a lack of self-consciousness because I'm so focused on either talking about something I love or who's in front of me and how I can help them and what their issues are and how I have some way to possibly help them or find them someone else who can help them. That to me is the real piece that when that energy exists, there is this connection. And to me, connection is confidence. Mm-hmm. So it's always a kind of a reverse flip in life, right? Like in relationships, when we talk about romantic relationships or our one-on-one relationships with our clients, whenever we see there's an issue, point the finger back at ourselves.
Right.
If we want to feel confidence, focus outward on who is in front of you.
Interesting. And I haven't heard it described this way, which is why I think that it's really fascinating. There is the, it's the focus is what you said.
Mm.
And so I want the listeners to really hear that. And if this is a new way for you to think about confidence, try it. See what happens. And we'd love to hear what you find out. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, Denise, what do you think is the secret to confidence?
Stop comparing yourself to others. You're not Oprah. You know, you're not, you know, yeah, like if you look at all these great speakers and you're not Brené Brown and you're not, you know, you're yourself and you have your own flavor and you have, you know, your own intricacy and you have your own way of talking and being and your own way of being vulnerable. And that's what people would be attracted to. People that are attracted to Oprah, they'll go to Oprah. But then when you speak, when you show yourself, just be authentic and don't try to be somebody else. You can only be you.
I love that. Thank you.
So Sherry, can you tell me what is the secret to confidence?
Oh, that's a big one. To me, the secret to confidence is clarity. And when I think about what makes me not confident, if I kind of flip that question, it's when I'm trying to sell something or talk about something or teach something that I'm not really clear on why I'm doing it or what's in it for the listener or the viewer or the client or even the messaging. When I'm clear on the problem I'm going to help somebody solve, when I'm clear on the vision I want to live in my life and my business, when I'm clear on how I want to make an impact, then I can walk into almost any situation and be confident that I can represent that messaging. So for me, clarity is everything. And it all starts with your vision again.
Right, right. And I love that. Just always grounding back. Clarity, confidence, vision. You put those things together and then you know that you've got your GPS, right?
Exactly.
Like you've got the coordinates. This is my north. This is the direction that I'm going.
So Avital, what do you think the secret to confidence is?
I would say that the way I look at it now, there's an element of commitment, a commitment of not giving up. And this, when this is something that I want to do, I commit to it. And then commitment doesn't mean that I'm successful right away. Commitment doesn't mean it becomes easy. Commitment doesn't mean everything falls in my lap right away. Commitment just means that I'm not giving up. So I get back up. I start again. I try a different way. Commitment means to me that I'm willing to get out of my comfort zone, because if I'm committing to making something happen, the pattern as it's been till now is going to have to change. Something needs to give, something needs to be added. I don't even know what it is when I start. I can't see the whole way. But I'm saying to myself as a commitment, I'm going to see it through. So something shows up, I need to meet it. And I think the more that I meet that commitment every time I get up and keep going, confidence grows. That's where the relationship is to confidence.
Yeah,
it comes from knowing that my word is worth it. And there's more than one way to make things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, commitment to yourself and commitment to that task or the goal or the project or the dream. That's got a lot of wisdom in it. Thank you for sharing that. Jackie, tell me, what do you think the secret to confidence is?
So it's interesting because you kind of segued a little bit just now in that last question, right? Like it all lines. Oh, love it. It is the more and more you fall in love with yourself and get in touch with yourself. I was with that person who for like 30 plus years just did not want to be alone with myself. I found every way to like make a lot of noise and be around a lot of people. And there's always story. There's a lot of stories connected to that we all bring with us. But the more and more in this last 3 years that I have learned how to love being with myself, love myself, respect myself. It all just comes back to that inner core self-love. Be safe within without external sources. Love within without external sources. Belong, feel like you belong. Those love, safety, and belonging foundational needs. But when you find that in yourself, it's hard not to be confident. It's like the reverse. Like you find this just inner place that it's like, you just know, you're just in certainty of who you are, but it comes from self-love. That's the secret to confidence.
Right. Right. And it's like when you base it, when you do that work and you return to that place where you love yourself and you can spend time with yourself and befriend yourself, there's a trust, right? So that's the thing that I hear is then there's a little added bit of trust somehow that happens. And then nothing, and then there's, and then it's like, oh, it's like full circle to your first question. And then there's nothing to really be afraid of because you're, right? It's so cool. I love it.
Sherry, last question. What do you think is the secret to confidence?
The secret to confidence, I think, sometimes starts with just acting your way into it. Acting as if you were confident. And then as you show up in those situations that you had to act as if you were confident, then you become confident in those situations. And so the more that you act as if in different situations and become confident in those situations, then you have confidence.
Right. And I think that what you've alluded to here is something that I also really believe in, is that you have to take action to begin with, and that confidence is a byproduct, you know. And so this place where people think they're going to be confident, they're going to wait until they do the thing, and they've got it backwards, right? You've got to get going. And then all of a sudden you'll realize, hey, I actually feel pretty on the ball here, right?
Exactly. I have to say that in every new situation that I wanted to have confidence in, there was a little bit of that, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can do this. And it was, well, just suit up and show up and do the deal.
Yeah, suit up and show up. And I use a similar thought, but mine is a little bit softer. It's like, I might as well give it a try. You know, like just
exactly the same thing. It's just do the action.
So, Catherine, what do you think is the secret to confidence?
The secret to confidence? I think the secret to confidence is just stop listening to the negative monkey chatter. I think that the like almost like going back to that childhood. You know, when you could be the astronaut one day and the fireman the next day and the doctor and, in the afternoon and just having and finding what you're passionate about and you have fun in, and you're never going to be wrong.
Mm. Yeah. There's a thing about allowing and believing, you know, like just believing that you can actually make that happen.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.